like a heat wave. Those are Martha and the Vandellas on your radio, friend. I think we can call it a heat wave right now. Going to be in the mid-80s, plenty humid out there. Nothing compared to a summer in Florida. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I just said I was on the supper club on Lake Michigan. And I said, what a gorgeous day. She's too hot. It's too hot. Yeah, it's lovely for my former Florida bones. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Greetings, you beautiful humans. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock on your hump day Wednesday morning. Welcome in to this community conversation hour. As you folks have grown to know, we are in a little different format these days because I substitute for Mike MC Hammer Clemens starting at 5:30 every morning with the great Tom Carco in the news. Mike up in Titletown covering the Packers training camp. He is going to be headed to Canton to cover number 4's induction into the NFL Hall of Fame. Brett Favre going to be inducted this weekend, and then the Pack play the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night in the Hall of Fame game. I cannot believe that it's already football season. But Mike up there, he'll be back a week from tomorrow. But who's counting, really? And then we'll have the Hour of Power coming up early at 10 o'clock, where we focus on knowledge and information and acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power. And then the anniversary boy, Sweet Lou Turner, comes on at 11 o'clock, celebrating his 31st wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Sweet and Mrs. Lou. They said it would never last. So happy for him and Mrs. Turner. And then we have John Tesh at 6 o'clock. So a lot of good stuff happening on the radio. After Tom's news at the bottom of the hour, we will have the coach and author and speaker, Rick Jones, who wrote the most amazing self-help book, frankly, for your millennial. It's called Analog Advice in a Digital World. We get over the hump with Rick each week, and he has agreed to come in early to adjust to our current needs, scheduling-wise. So we're looking forward to talking to Mr. Jones, as we always do each and every Wednesday. Spectrum Business, you know, delivers over 99.9%, let me be accurate about that, network reliability to Spectrum Business. It's faster internet, it's more advanced phone, and it's far less than AT&T. So they suggest, and I concur, that you stop wasting money. Call Spectrum Business today at 855-327-8001. That's 855-327-8001, and do it now. But keep your radio on and or your device logged on to WRJN.com, because it ain't going to be boring. Well, the Donald continues on, ladies and gentlemen. This guy can mess up anything. A wounded veteran handed him a Purple Heart that he was awarded, the Donald, yesterday. And Trump made a joke about it, saying that he always wanted to earn a Purple Heart, but being just handed it was a lot easier. And then Khazir Khan, the Gold Star father of the deceased Captain Humayun Khan, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia with his wife Ghazala standing by his side, comes out criticizing Donald J. Trump. Trump has not learned the lesson that you don't punch down. You punch across or you punch up. Trump gets into it with everybody. Because Paul Ryan's opponent in the upcoming primary praised Donald J. Trump, the Republican nominee for president of the United States says he's not quite ready yet to endorse the Speaker of the House, hearkening back to when Paul Ryan said the same thing about Trump, who was at the time the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. When Speaker Ryan was in Burlington, remember that? Now that is being re-aired, because Trump is literally just mimicking what Ryan did to him. Donald Trump is making former President George W. Bush, current President Barack Hussein Obama, and Democratic nominee for the presidency, Hillary Rodham Clinton, look a lot better these days. President Obama really got after Trump yesterday, that he is just not prepared to be the president. Now, you beautiful humans know that I fancy myself as a history buff. And I've said many times on this quality broadcast that I was pretty sure that we had never seen this kind of candidate for president in our country, in our over 200-year history of electing presidents, starting, of course, with the father of our country, George Washington. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, yeah, Donald J. Trump. And then I saw Ken Burns on Morning Joe the other day on MSNBC. Ken Burns, of course, the famous documentarian, did the great documentaries on the Civil War and on the history of baseball. Huge baseball fan, Ken Burns. On the history of jazz. World War II. And he is very concerned that Trump could become president. And he and John McCullough, who is a phenomenal historian, McCullough did the narration on the Civil War documentary. He's got a great voice. He wrote an amazing book called on Harry Truman, which was just fascinating. He also wrote a book called 1776. Great presidential historian. A scholar, ladies and gentlemen. And what they did, Ken Burns and John McCullough, they got together and they put up a Facebook page called Historians on Trump. Not against Trump, just to cover Donald Trump and his presidential ambitions. And they have verified this has never happened in the history of our country. We are seeing a first. There have been other presidents who have never served in political office, but all of the other ones had military experience, like Dwight D. Eisenhower. When you're running the Allied forces in World War II, you've got some pretty good administrative experience and some leadership experience. And now there's a lot of discussion, and I've talked about it on this radio program before, how unstable that Donald is mentally. He seems incapable of focusing on anything. He seems incapable of taking the high road ever. But he knows more than the generals about ISIS. He has the perfect temperament to be president. I was no fan of George W. Bush. I am no fan of Barack Obama. I did not support going into Iraq. I didn't even support how he handled the thing in Afghanistan. But that discussion's for another day. But a news website called Newsy juxtaposed Donald Trump's response to Khizr Khan's comments at the DNC in Philadelphia with George W. Bush's comments when he was being attacked by another Gold Star mother. Remember Cindy Sheehan? Or Sheehan, rather. Cindy Sheehan. She lost her son Casey in the war. And she set up, if you'll recall, she set up a tent just outside George W. Bush's ranch in Texas and called him a terrorist. So Newsy juxtaposed George W. Bush's response to being viciously attacked, accurately or not, by Cindy Sheehan, as opposed to Donald J. Trump and his response to Khizr Khan's. Here's how that sounds.
George Bush says a terrorist is someone who kills innocent men, women, and children. And we have killed many innocent men, women, and children.
Listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan. She feels strongly about her about her position. She has every right in the world to say what she believes. This is America.
Went on to say, quote, "While I feel deeply for the loss of his son, Mr. Khan, who has never met me, has no right to stand in front of millions of people and claim I've never read the Constitution, which is false."
You have sacrificed nothing and no one.
His wife, if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me.
I was in the pain. If you are in the pain, you fight or you don't say anything.
I'm referring to any grieving mother or father, no matter what their political views may be. I grieve for every death. It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one.
That is how a president or a presidential candidate responds to an attack from a grieving Gold Star family. Trump said that the Khans have no right. This was after Khazir Khan challenged and asked Donald Trump if he had ever even read the Constitution. And George W. Bush just said that this is America. Donald, this is America. Who in the Republican Party is going to have a moment, a profile and courage moment, and stand up? A Mitch McConnell, a Paul Ryan. Meg Whitman, the former Republican gubernatorial candidate from California, just came out and endorsed Hillary and is going to donate money to Hillary Clinton. At some point, as bad as Hillary Clinton has been, as big a liar as she is, as corrupt as she has behaved in her political career, she's got the chops to be president. Donald J. Trump is a joke. And it's getting less and less funny every day. This is your play-by-play and color man for life, all wrapped up into one nice package. Glenn Klein, it is a Wednesday morning. It is 9:30, and it is time for the great Tom Carco and the WRJN News coming next on your radio friend.
Nelson's has everything for Packer parties. Napkins, plates, table covers, jewelry, lights, and decorations.